Feet high in the mountain. You brought down your last tree, and then you sense it, that Brickhauser feeling. You're ready for America's boldest beer, Brickhauser. The beer as cold and bold as the mountains themselves.
Hey, you were great. You were great.
Very good performance.
Thanks, Louie.
I'm not talking about you, Ham Hock. Talking about this little show your friends are putting on.
You know, the best part about shooting that commercial is where we got to shoot it. 3 days up in the mountains. It was just great. Ever since I finished it, I've been thinking about going back up there and spending some time for some weekend there.
Sounds good.
Hey, you want to go?
Hey, that sounds great. Why don't we do it this weekend?
Why don't we do it for the whole week?
Yeah. Yeah. Just us men against the elements.
All right.
I'd like to get some money down on the elements.
Come on. What would the two of you do up in the mountains for a whole week?
What do you mean, what would we do up in the mountains? We do what everybody does in the mountains.
Like what?
Mountain stuff.
Hey.
I'm starting to get excited.
What are we going to bring?
Alec, you got to talk them out of this.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, what would you like me to say to them?
It's winter. Do you realize that they have absolutely no experience in the wilderness? Do you realize how dangerous that could be?
Besides which, they'll lose a week of work.
That's right.
Hey, guys. Count me in. I'm going.
All right.
That's great.
It's kind of chilly up there this time of year, yeah. So I think we got to get a place with a heated pool.
Tony, I want basic, you know, I want primitive. I don't want any electricity, telephones, no conveniences.
Right. I've got just a place.
Where?
My apartment.
Jim, we were talking about something far out. Let me rephrase that. We were talking about in the mountains.
Okay. Well, then, let's just find the place in the mountains.
Great idea.
Hey, you want to go, Jim?
Yeah. You know, I do have some experience in these matters. I used to live in a commune, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Why, we really roughed it. Grew our own food, churned our own butter. Hey, built our own shelters. Anything we couldn't make for ourselves, we traded for with another commune. I had the best years of my life there.
If it was so wonderful, why'd you leave?
They traded me for a couple of goats and a Donovan album. I yearn for the wide open spaces.
Try looking between your ears.
Well, even with Jim along, I think it might be rough.
Hey, we want it, Ruffalane. We want to test our mettle. We want to stand face to face with nature in its most raw.
Sounds stupid.
You don't understand it because you're a woman, Elaine. I have no idea why I don't understand it.
Look at this place, huh? We're in the middle of nowhere.
How far did we come from your place?
About 106 miles.
106 miles? It's more like 106 miles since we left anything resembling a road.
Well, it's not too late to go back. Hi, guys.
Yo, Red.
I love this.
Hey, wait. You're so quiet here, you can actually hear yourself think.
I can't hear anything.
Anybody have a gun?
That's okay, he's harmless.
No, I mean for hunting. Ain't you gonna do some hunting?
No, we're not interested in hunting.
Well, you're gonna be up here for a week. Shouldn't you at least brought a gun along for protection?
Protection from what?
Never know, this far up. Listen, I better leave you one of my rifles just in case. I'd feel better if I did.
Sure. Hey, look at this, man. There's only one bed in this place.
A bed. Which one of you men wants a bed?
Not me.
Not a chance.
You kidding?
Good.
It's loaded, so be careful.
Right. We'll just leave it over here in case you need it.
Maybe I better come up tomorrow the next day and check on you guys.
Oh, no, really. There's no need for that. We can handle ourselves.
Okay. I won't be back for a week, and there's nobody else around here, so, if you're worried about anything, think of it now.
Hey, we're fine.
We're okay.
We're fine.
Wait a minute. Sir?
Alex, come on, we're okay.
Okay, fine, thanks. Oh, wait a minute. Sir, how can we reach you? Do you have a phone?
Yeah, I got a phone.
Oh, great.
But you don't.
Sir, one second. Where's the nearest phone?
Well, that'd be the one at my place.
Your place.
Gotta see you Sunday. You're a long way from the city, boys. I hope you know what you're doing.
Pleasant sort.
Hey, what do you have to go and say something like that for?
Hey, the guy lives in the woods. He probably talks to birds and squirrels.
Come on, let's unpack.
Hey, we bet our food's thawing out here.
Hey, look at this. The stuff is dripping. Come on, let's get this to the refrigerator. Would you look at us? Looking for a refrigerator? There's no electricity here.
Without a refrigerator, all the food's gonna go bad.
With no food, no way out of here, we'll be dead by Wednesday.
Mountain man!
It's too late, he left.
We're gonna die.
Nobody's gonna die. We just gotta use our heads.
No time to panic now.
Hey, I got an idea. It's a lot colder outside the cabin than it is inside, right?
Right. We can put the stuff outside.
Oh, terrific.
Hey, I wish that guy could see us now, huh?
Yeah.
This old Hiawatha can handle themselves, right?
Hey, what did you come off trying to make us look so stupid?
You're telling me. Oh, this is just great, everybody. I mean, we're doing it. We are handling ourselves. We're surviving.
That's right.
That's what it's all about, right?
We don't need refrigeration.
We
need nothing. Great.
Oh, boy, we're gonna have a great... You know what I mean? You know, checking out the birdies and everything
like
that.
I love hiking, man. Hiking's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, we can do that, too.
You in a scout?
Yeah, I was when I was a little kid.
I'll tell you the truth.
First class scout, you know what I mean? Scouts and... Hey,
hello, mountain man. Must have thought we were city slickers, huh?
How about that gun one?
Protection, right? Protection. Huh?
How's it going, man? I don't know what you guys are worried about. There's a whole ton of food out there. Let's get to work.
Oh, boy. Isn't this a great feeling?
You mean waking up in the mountains?
No, getting off the damn floor.
Oh. Did anybody get a good night's sleep last night?
Well, I kept on being awakened by the growls of some big hairy animal.
There it is again. Wake up, Jim.
Where the hell am I?
It's okay, Jim. It's okay. You're in the mountains.
Oh, yeah? All right. Who are you?
I'm your friend, Alex. Alex Riga. We work together.
Oh. What are we, lumberjacks?
No, we're cab drivers.
Oh, I bet we don't do much business up here.
You okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm all right now. I think my brains are beginning to warm up.
I'm starving, huh? What's for breakfast?
Well, I'll just go rustle up some grub from our little old refrigerator in the woods.
Okay.
Now, what would you big lugs like?
Why don't you surprise us?
I'll do that.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm really starting to feel great. I could just spend the rest of my life up here.
Something ate all our food!
We're gonna die. We're 100 miles from nowhere, and nobody's coming up for us for a week, and all our food is gone.
Wait a minute. You know what we're doing wrong? We're not thinking like outdoorsmen. What did the pioneers do in a situation like this?
They built cities and moved into them.
Come on now, I'm being serious. We're just gonna have to use our heads again.
Hey, oh.
Wait a minute. I'm a fisherman. I brought my fishing tackle. I'll fish.
Wait, fish.
Hey, Tony, you can go kill something.
What are you talking about?
Well, Mark Traley left us his gun here, right? You can go hunt.
Why me?
Well, because you fired a gun before. You were in the service, remember?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, what am I after?
Why don't you get us some steaks?
Bobby's not going to hold up a supermarket. Just shoot anything you find, Tony. Anything.
Okay.
Well, I'll just get my fishing tackle ready and I'll head for the stream.
Okay. I'm gonna go forage.
Hey, good idea.
What does forage mean?
Close the door! Man, it's getting cold outside.
Yeah, what did you shoot?
Nothing. There ain't an animal around here.
That's crazy, Tony. This is the woods.
Maybe word got out that I'm around.
Well, what'd you catch?
See for yourself. Huh?
That the bait you used?
Bait. That's my catch.
Well, do they puff up when you cook them?
Well, that's the only kind of fish I can find in a stream.
Well, what'd you even bring them back here for?
I thought you'd be impressed by the number I caught.
This one really put up a fight.
We're going to die. Isn't anybody going to contradict me?
Hey, look, guys, it ain't that bad. I mean, tomorrow Alex can go out and fish some more, and I'll do some hunting. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot easier tracking animals in the snow.
The snow?
Yeah, hey, Bobby, look, it's snowing, ain't it great? Big flakes.
Oh, no.
Now they can take our bodies down the mountain in a toboggan.
Somebody better fix this door. Who's hungry?
Well, you found something?
Blueberries.
Oh, blueberries. Bobby,
I don't think they're blueberries.
Sure they are.
No, I mean they're blueberries, but I don't think they're blueberries.
These may be poisonous.
Excuse me, Alex. I've eaten blueberries before, and they're not poisonous.
I know blueberries aren't, but these are not blueberries.
They look pretty darn blue to me.
Jim, I know they're blueberries. What I'm saying is they might not be blueberries. And while all blueberries are blue, not all blueberries are blueberries.
I see. I've mistaken blueberries for blueberries.
Right.
Gotcha, Alex. Cabin fever.
Well, I was doing fine with my hunger for 6 days. I just kept telling myself that guide's coming back Sunday. And then we didn't show up yesterday. Oh, my hunger is really getting to me.
Well, let me tell you something. If it's the snow that's keeping him away, it's going to be a while before he gets here. It's really deep.
Oh, my God. What if it isn't the snow? Maybe he died. Maybe he had a heart attack.
That would be much too easy a death for the guy who rented us this cabin.
This is all your fault, Bobby.
It's my fault?
Yeah. If you'd have got a pineapple commercial, we'd be in Hawaii right now. Eating!
Come on, Tony, remember our deal? No talk about food or eating.
Oh, thank God for those minnows and blueberries. I don't think we would have made it this far.
Bobby?
He didn't mean blueberries, Alex. He meant blueberries.
Oh. What time is it?
Why?
Well, if it's 4 o'clock, I get to suck the fish bones again.
Still got an hour.
You know, Alex, this is working. You said we shouldn't think about food, and I'm sitting over here not thinking about food, and I feel a lot better.
That's good. That's good, Jim. That's good.
I'm not thinking about cheeseburgers. I'm not thinking about pork chops. I'm not thinking about pot roast. I'm not thinking about Twinkies. I'm not thinking...
Jim! Would you go out and get us some more wood, please?
I'm not thinking about minestrone. I'm not thinking about peas. Hey, you know something? I'm full.
Hey, look, guys, we're not licked yet, you know? We can still try hunting.
Listen, I've been out, and I'm telling you, there's nothing to shoot out there.
Well, that doesn't mean you won't find something today.
Yeah, listen, we can't give up.
It's a waste of time.
Well, what are we gonna do? Sit here and wait for dinner to walk through the door?
Jim,
huh?
Hey, Jim, what are you doing? What are you about?
I'm going to get his attention.
What do you mean the guy's back?
Whoa! Don't scare it away!
Oh my gosh, it's some kind of large animal. I think it's a big duck.
That's a turkey!
Ernie's a turkey?
Ernie?
Doesn't he look like an Ernie?
Let's get it! Come on!
Hey, what are we doing? This is crazy! Let's go get that gun!
Hold it, got
it! Here, Tony, you're the hunter.
I've been hunting for a big ugly moose. I ain't shooting no little birdie.
Bobby?
I don't want to do it, Alex. I've never killed anything.
Well, I've never killed anything either.
But you got the gun.
Oh, damn. He does look like an Ernie.
Man, I hope this thing tastes good. I never cooked nut without directions before.
Oh, don't worry. It's going to taste great. Come on, Alex, let's eat. Come on, Alex. You're going to help yourself. Come on.
Come on, Alex. What were we supposed to do? Starve?
Yeah, it was him or us. Come on. Eat.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Right.
Dig it. Yeah, come on.
I think maybe we should say grace.
Are you nuts? We haven't had a meal in a week.
All the more reason why we should give thanks.
Hey, I'm eating.
No. Maybe he's right. Look, we waited this long. We can wait a little longer. Go ahead, Jim.
Lord, we know this bird was one of your miracles. No easier to create,
and a billion stars for a single grain of sand. It was a truly magnificent creature, Your Honor. And if we hadn't gotten so hungry, your faithful servant, Alex, here, would never have snuck up on it and blown its brains out of its glasses. But we grieve that one of your creatures should have been sacrificed. Though he could not think, he could feel. And now he will never again walk your good earth, smell the sweet air, experience the glory of flying in your heavens. Taken from him is the precious gift of life. One small, innocent being lies here lifeless. And we are diminished. Amen.
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 Same side for me.
Louis, I'm gonna go home now. So, if Alex or any of the guys calls, would you call me at home, okay? Do you have my number?
I always thought so.
Louis, please, this is serious. I'm really concerned about the guy, so just knock it off.
All right, I'm concerned too. I'm worried sick.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Sunshine Kid. Rita? Rita, you okay? Yeah? Oh, hang on a second. There's somebody here wants to talk to you. Nardo. Come on in here and talk to him.
Okay. Alex! Oh, my God, I've been so worried about you guys. Oh, my God. What happened? Tell me everything. Yeah? You're kidding me. Oh, my God. See, I knew it. I told you guys this. So what did Bobby do? I love this story. Sure. Jim. Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Oh, Iggy.
That guy with snowplows? I can't believe it. I just don't believe. Wait till everybody at the garage hears this. You guys must be exhausted. My God.
Hey, Riga! How you doing there? Elaine? Yeah, she did seem a little upset. What the hell did you say to her?